Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. First time, long time here.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the words Air Force Amy, welcome aboard.
Yeah, appreciate it. So
deep cut.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
I can't stand how Castellanos gets trashed so badly on the radio when he is being our most consistent hitter. I mean, every batter has a hole in their swing, and he's got a big one, but they all have it. And this guy, aside from Harper and Realmuto, this guy is Philly through and through. And we trash this guy. We make fun of him, and all he does is go out there, he hits.
Well, Dan, he has some really bad at-bats, and when he does, sometimes they last a whole month.
They do, but so does Harper. Harper's got a swing.
No, not really. That's not fair.
Well,
that's not fair. I mean, Bryce obviously has had more injury situations, which would explain some dips at time. I mean,
I don't know, man. Bryce has had bad at bats too. Like everyone has.
It's only when he's coming back from injuries he'll struggle for a bit and then he's fine again.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I don't think it's fair to Bryce to lump those two together.
Harper's the bad example, but he does have a hole in his swing. But the guy works. He's been one of our most consistent hitters all year, and I just hate how he is trash so consistently about stupid stuff. His jersey being open. This guy has won 5 games for us. And I just think we should love him a little bit more. And I can't.
I think that's fair, Dan.
That is fair.
I think that's fair. And I'm guilty.
Awesome.
I'm guilty to some degree because of remnants of like watching him swing away at pitches that are just so poor. That I've seen so many times like pitchers not have to do anything to strike this guy out. Like, I fall back into that feeling sometimes, and it's unfair to him, really, because it's not based on current playing. It's based on stuff that I saw 2 years ago.
I got to give you some numbers here on his months. I mean, you think about what he did this year. From May, June, he hit 276, July, 275, August, 275, September, 292. I mean, he basically, and then his OPS numbers, 810, 789, 810, 858. The guy was as consistent as you could possibly get from May, the end of May on. And I know he had a terrible start, but my goodness, the man has really picked it up almost for the entire rest of the year.
I think it's just when he looks bad, he looks so bad.
Well, yeah.
Like he goes so far to the extreme that it looks like he forgot how to hit.
Well, it's kind of like Pat Burrell used to do that.
Sure.
I mean,
even more so, it feels like. Feels like Nick Foles. Someone said last night it's like Foles-ish a little bit. And that makes sense.
No, that's an interesting comparison. Ruben, they got to get this bullpen right. So let's attack it this way. Let's go inside out. Forget what we've seen. Let's talk about what we haven't seen. It's got to be Alvarado time here at some point, right? I mean, it's quite a statement by Rob Thompson of what he thinks about Alvarado with all the relievers that have gotten in through two games that Alvarado has not. Man, he's fallen down the pecking order.
I'm surprised because he actually finished the season pitching pretty darn well. I think his stuff was pretty good. I think he's just looking for the right pocket. I mean, this is what I think Topper actually does very, very well and did really well this season, is put guys in the right space to get people out. Now, the players have to perform. I mean, it didn't happen in the first couple of games here in these playoffs, but I do believe that the rust on these guys was difficult for them because of their deliveries, and I do believe they'll get better.
Ruben, what do you know about Matt Strom, the person? Like, he's been here for a couple years. He's been a heck of a pitcher. I mean, we're seeing yesterday after he gets taken out, you know, he does what you got to do, which is support your team and stay right there in the dugout to make sure you get through the half inning before you go back in the clubhouse and rip a toilet off, okay? But you can just see that he's probably got steam coming through his eyes, his nose, his mouth. Well, it happens every once in a while, you know, get in a bad mood.
Take some swings at the toilet.
Okay.
I've done that before.
So, like, him, the person, how do you think he's processing? I mean, he's very lucky they won the game. What is he going through after two rough outings in the postseason?
I think he's fine. I think, listen, you got to be a little shaken emotionally, but I think he'll bounce back. I think he's one of those guys. Right now, I don't see him commanding his glove side fastball in on right-handers the way he has done almost all year long and riding that pitch. Right now, he's struggling with his command. And it needs to get back. And he looks like he's leaving some pitches out over the plate, and that's why he's getting beat up a little bit. But I think he'll bounce back. I think that this stuff will not affect him long term. And both he and Hoffman are strong mentally, I think, and I think they'll be fine.
All right, James, here's the scenario. It's tomorrow night. Phillies are up 3-2. It's the eighth inning. Aaron Nola's pitched really well. He's taken out at the end of the seventh. It's a pocket where you'd like to use a lefty reliever in the eighth inning. You got a one-run lead. Is it Strom who pitched Saturday and Sunday, and now it's Tuesday night, or is it Alvarado who hasn't pitched in over a week?
I think I probably give Strom one more shot. He's again, the guy had a 1.87 ERA this year. He was arguably the best, one of the best relievers in baseball this year. He's an all-star as a middle reliever. I'm going back to Strom one more time.
Now, it's not like Alvarado's a bum. He had his struggles.
How did Alvarado look in the team scrimmage? Do we have any?
I have no
details at all.
Rhea, who would you go with there?
How many pitches is Nola at?
Nola. Understood. Okay. Understood.
I will never change. Okay. I will die on that hill.
Look, I mean, I do remember seeing Schilling go 149 in game five of 93, the World Series. And of course, people that go back older go to Carlton and Robin Roberts and all down the line.
2011.
No, Roy Halladay was another one. Yeah. I mean, it's not an impossibility. I mean, we have actually seen it with our own eyes. Ruben, who would you go with in that scenario?
Strom. No doubt.
John? Strom or Alvarado? Eighth inning.
I can't get out of my mind the possibility that Alvarado could be up there and completely unable to find the strike zone, walking guys home repeatedly.
He's been a fantastic reliever in the postseason.
Felt
2 years in
a row. Really positive, but man, I've seen it too many times, and I don't understand why we haven't seen him at this point. So that concerns me.
I think
I go Strom.
I think it's unfair to put Alvarado in that situation.
He's used to it, Ruben. That's his job.
He hasn't done it lately.
Well, year, he hasn't been high leverage.
So why was why wasn't he used in the sixth inning when Ruiz was used?
That I do not know.
That was a strange
state with Sanchez that there, I think.
100%.
Like, I do know because I think Topper has a great amount of trust in Ruiz.
Ruiz has been good.
Outstanding.
He's been better than people think.
He's been way better than people think.
I know.
And he's been really good. But, hey, he gave up a home run. It happens. Other guys are trying to win.
I know.
So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that does happen. He left him, you know, breaking ball out over the plate.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a big decision for Rob Thompson to make tomorrow. I mean, that is not an impossible scenario. You got a one-run lead. It's the eighth inning. It's time for a lefty. Who are you going to? Just one look. Well, actually, yesterday with the Phillies, we needed at least two looks. Because the first look was a disaster. But then they picked it up. How it sounded here yesterday on WIP. We're going to play that montage one more time. The thrilling victory. Incredible comeback. And then another comeback. Two comebacks in the same game. And they had to have a steady hand to figure that one out. Because, man, that's the kind of game, if you don't have your head about you, you're done. You're in a 2-0 hole. But at least enough guys obviously kept their composure and pulled it out. By the way, I got to say, this might be an apology to the Delaware Valley. I suppose it is. I received a lot of pictures from friends and random people, and I saw stuff on Twitter. People taking pictures with me when it wasn't me because it was a cardboard. John, that uniform thing that I wear, as you call it, costume during the postseason. Uh-huh. So I haven't had to wear it yet because it's a game day, weekday thing.
Okay.
Like, I'll wear it tomorrow. But the station came to me about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, do you mind putting this thing on? And then we're going to take a photograph of you. And I did not initially know what it was. I said, sure. They utilized it for a cardboard cutout outside of Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, no.
Where, like, apparently a lot of people were getting their photographs.
Oh, no. I even got someone sending me a picture of it, so I'm with you.
Yeah.
How many have been defaced?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's going to get decapitated at some point.
Uh-huh.
But as of now, it is a life-size, it's a 2D me.
Oh, no.
Would that be 2D or 3D? That's 2D, right?
How did you wear your socks?
Flattering.
I think I did it right, but Ava had to help me.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
Seriously?
It had been
a year.
I had
a full-grown man who's 46 years old.
I showed you how to do it.
Ava had to help you with your socks.
Dude, it had been 11 and a half months
Ruben
since I wore that thing.
Did your socks for you and showed you the pros methodology of doing this.
All
socks.
Right. Well, I will.
I can't get over it. Seriously? Ava helped you on your socks?
She did.
You know what? People need to stop enabling him.
With this.
Hey, Seltzer, get ready because starting tomorrow, I unleash the real deal. Not cardboard 2D me, okay? The real deal all around town.
Not,
we're all waiting with bated breath.
How are you going to get your socks on?
John,
I want a picture of the socks.
Do me a favor. I'm going to call Ruben up tomorrow at 4:45 a.m. Hey, Rube, before we go on the air, just help me out here. All right, let's go, folks. Let's talk to David Wilmington. David, hello, buddy.
Let me take myself off speakerphone. I'm going to eat breakfast.
You got it, Dave. Big win! Talk to us, my man. What do you got here today?
So I know pro wrestling is a dirty word calling in, but pro wrestling is notorious for their crowds. And I was arguing with my oldest son last night that the CBP part, the crowd, is a lot louder than anything I've ever heard.
That's even incredible.
Football, yeah. Even wrestling.
Hmm.
Well,
and he was like, there's no way that it's louder than football.
I tend to think it's louder than wrestling. I mean, I would hope so. One's real and one's...
Well, you don't watch wrestling, so you don't know how...
I liked wrestling back in the day, but I mean, even back in the day when I was...
Sounds like you're kind of scoffing at wrestling right now.
Well, I mean...
Well, the whole show scoffs at wrestling. The news disses it. Rhea doesn't like it.
Hi, this is the news.
But Charlie Manuel loves it.
How did I get involved in this? I don't think I've ever talked wrestling.
Plus, JYD, Hulk. I mean, I go back 35 years, but those are my dudes.
But, I got into it with my son because of how I brought him. I called him into the living room because he was in here playing Call of Duty. I was like, come listen to this crowd and then argue with me that this isn't the loudest crowd in sports. So hats off to the CBP fans that go there and be as loud as they want to be.
Well, I agree with that part, Dave. Good call, my man. Let's get to Michelle right now in Haverford. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, what a phenomenal game. Beyond. So on Sunday morning, you know, everybody was saying they're not going to win. If they don't win, they lost the series. And I'm like, guys, it has to be positive. These guys pulled it through yesterday, and it was a nail-biter. I mean, I think it should only be positive today. Only positive to support them on Tuesday.
Well, look, I don't know that it works that way. I mean, there are things to be concerned about, and we can't ignore the reality that they did blow a game that Zach Wheeler started and pitched great in. I mean, you know.
That was horrendous. There was a lot that was not positive yesterday, Michelle, prior to the sixth inning.
Yeah.
And then our bullpen has been pretty consistently negative.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Throughout, like, they need to figure out some solutions there. I'm very encouraged that our offense feels like it finally got the spark that the, you know, catalytic converter needed. Is that how it works?
No.
I don't even know. That might be wrong.
He just went for it.
I don't even know.
John just took a shot, Michelle. He just went for it. That's all right.
No, that's okay. But these guys are listening to us, right? And it's like mind games. Like, we got to be positive for them. I get it. Look, they play a boatload of games all season, right? They're not going to be 100% all the time. But these guys are listening, probably, like, listening to all these comments. It has to be positive.
Well, Michelle, I will say this. There's the case, and I think we saw it with Zach Ertz in 2016, and I think we might have seen it yesterday with Nick Castellanos.
Negative works.
Right?
Sometimes.
Michelle, let me ask you. No, I'm not a big proponent of the negative like some people. Michelle, let me ask you a question. Do you have children?
Yes.
Did you ever, you know, discipline them?
Yes.
Did it generally work?
Yes, but you guys, this is different.
But it's not totally different.
I gotta say, listen, the game was a nail biter yesterday.
Yeah.
John Middleton sat in his seat till the end. He clapped. I mean, it was just, everything was great. I loved how they had Bowen now because he threw his hat on Saturday. I mean, I think that was great. I think that's showing, like, don't play around here. Like, we need the positive energy. And I just think it was just such a great game yesterday.
Well, it was. It was historic. It was, Michelle, just for you, like, literally just for you, we're going to play a montage of yesterday's victory. Now, maybe we're playing it for the other 500,000 people, too. But this, Michelle, we dedicate this victory and montage to you. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Here's how it sounded yesterday. Positivity on WIP. Actually, there are some negative moments. Home runs by the Mets featured because it's a comeback.
Game two. It is Mets and Phillies in their first ever postseason series. The Mets trying to head back to Queens with a 2-0 lead. The Phillies trying to bounce back and come away with a split.
Two worlds collide, rival nations.
Lined up the middle, and there is a leaping grab by Stott. Oh, wow, what a play by Bryson Stott. That ball was bound for center field, and Bryson takes a hit away.
Ground ball right side. Harper lays out. He gloves it, gets up, steps on the bag. And great glove work. Harper chucks it into the third deck on the first base side.
First pitch on the way. It's swung on, hit in the air to right. It's pretty well hit. Going back on it, Castellanos to the track at the wall. It's gone. And Mark Vientos now has a double and a homer, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead.
Here's the pitch to Castellanos. Another sweeper cut on and missed. It's 0-2. Oh, and now we got some boos coming around the stadium. Swing at a ground ball, softly left side. Charging Lindor, throws to first in time. A little frustration from the Phils fans.
Yep. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right. It's deep. Back is Castellanos at the track, looking up, and it's gone. Opposite field home run for Pete Alonso. And it's 3-0 New York. Severino's ready, and the pitch. Harper swings, drives it high and deep center field. Bader going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone. Off the batter's eye. Home run for Bryce Harper, and there's life back in the joint as the Phillies trail by a run. It's 3-2. Breaking ball blasted. Game is tied. Castellanos way back to left center. Back to back for the Phillies, and it's a brand new game. 3-3 here in the bottom of the sixth.
You know, to get on the board and get the crowd back in it, and then I thought our bats got a lot better.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home.
fastball hit in the air to right. It's deep. Castellanos back, turns, looks, it's gone. And the Mets are back in front. Just like that, a line drive home run by Brandon Nimmo, 4-3 New York.
It's a gutter war. No holds barred. Hockey may be on the receiving end so far, but he's here to fight.
I mean, I thought both teams, man, punch for punch. I said it to the guys. I said, Rocky would be proud. You know, never die mentality, man.
Stretch to the 0-1. Swung on, line down the right field line. That is going to be a fair ball. Harper around second. He's heading for third. He'll make it there without a throw. Castellanos with his second hit of the day. And the Phils in business here in the bottom of the eighth. Tying run is 90 feet away. Bryson Stott, the birthday boy, coming up now. Diaz goes full with Stott. The 3-2 on the way. Swung on, line down the right field line. It's fair. Just inside the line. The game's tied. Castellanos into third. Dusty is waving him home. Here's the relay to the plate. There'll be no throw. Phillies lead it as the birthday boy, Bryson Stott, puts the Phillies on top, 5-4.
After I got to third, kind of settled down for a second and just tried to keep myself calm so I didn't do anything dumb.
Swing and a chop. Runners coming home. Bientos drops it. It's 6-4 Phillies. Big insurance run.
Huge.
Swung on, hit high in the air, left center field. Hayes going back towards the alleyway, at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Yeah. A two-run home run that ties the game here in the top of the ninth. It's 6-6.
There's no stopping us now. Don't stop it now. We're stopping. We don't stop. All your strength, all your power, all your love, everything you've got, when you got to knock him out. The whole life.
The Phillies, during the regular season this year, enjoyed 10 walk-off wins, and Nick Castellanos delivered the winning hit in four of them. At one ball, two strikes, looks back at second, the pitch. Swung on, line down the left field line, and that's going to win it. Castellanos has done it. Turner is scoring, and the Phillies walk it off here at the bottom of the ninth. A game two victory, 7-6, as the Phillies come racing out of the dugout. Dancing around between first and second as Nick Castellanos has won the ball game. 7-6, the final. The Phillies win it. And Mr. Walkoff delivers again.
Phenomenal. Awesome win. Historic win. And it'll be made 10,000 times bigger if in about 4 weeks the Phillies win the World Series, which they really, really have a shot to do. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
It's 6:46 p.m., and I'm watching the game while I'm not really enjoying it. It has nothing to do with the bullpen or how good the Mets are. The Phillies are chasing pitches out of the zone, which is what they did the last two games last year. Anybody that thinks we're going to win this series is in a fantasy world.
Well, I'm guessing that was before at least a couple of the big hits. Yeah.
Damn it. Why does it have to be cast? This man's going to strike out. He's going to strike out. He's going to swing at some ridiculous pitch. We're not winning it an extra inning. It has to be done in regulation 9 innings.
I was wrong. I was f***ing wrong. And I don't f***ing care. I don't care. That's what I'm talking about. Cats, you freaking beast. You came through. You get it. Get it. What are you talking about? Go Philly.
You beast.
Casty! Let's go, Phillies! Stay tied. Up to New York. Time's yours.
Yeah, I like that, man. A lot of good energy so far.
I get paid to hit baseballs, baby. Get that man some Scooby snacks.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Let's go, Nola. Let's go, Phil.
Wait, was that the real thing?
Was that the real thing?
That was really good.
Thing.
That had to be, I think.
That was that good.
It was too good to be fake. Yeah, I think so.
Wechter, time's yours. That is the greatest montage ever. I'm so freaking pumped up. I got chills, man. Hit the one in the middle. New York, heads up. We're coming up there, we're taking it, baby!
Hit the one in the middle. That's good. Yeah, that's also from Rocky. Look, let's hope it's the first of many times this this October. We bring out a Rocky-oriented montage.
There's a lot of chills happening, and they're being generated by better play. I really feel like that's like contagious to some degree. Like it grows, it spawns more better play, and we're about to feel a lot more chills.
Well, I sure hope so. I really do. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's go to Nick calling from Cherry Hill. Nick, good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well, Nick.
Good. Great game yesterday. I just wanted to kind of talk a little future for the series. Trey Turner's got to be big for us, man. I mean, he really does. Like, if he's having good at-bats, he's getting on. Even if it's a walk or a single, it's pretty much an automatic double if he's stealing. And they're more likely to make a mistake to Bryce. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Look, Nick, I heard someone say yesterday, I think it was on Twitter. So when I say, I saw it written. I thought it was an interesting comment. Person wrote, you know, we talk so much about protecting Bryce with who bats for. And the person said, you know, maybe the best protection for Bryce is if Trey Turner gets on batting second. And then they got to pitch to Bryce because, you know, you can't just be walking Bryce and putting Trey all over the bases. So, you know, there's something to be said for that. And look, Trey Turner played a really good game.
That's what happened when Harper homered. The Harper homered. That's exactly what happened. They had to pitch to Bryce in that spot.
Because he finally laid off a slider down and away on a 3-2 pitch, and he laid off it. It was a big at-bat, and he needs to be able to do that more consistently. He's a slasher and a hacker, and he hits his way on. But there are times when he needs to really not expand the strike zone.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, great phone call there, bud. All right. So, Ruben, a couple final minutes with you here, and obviously we'll get you back in later in the week. But so let's talk about tomorrow night for a moment. Aaron Nola. I mean,
big. You get,
right?
He's got to come up big. He's got to have his sinker working, and he's got to get that breaking ball down. And he's going to make a mistake. He will make a mistake, and they're going to hit a home run at some point against him. But it's going to have to be a solo. I mean, he's going to have to keep base runners off, and he's going to have to be, you know, he's going to have to be Aaron Nola.
All right, so it's in my mind. I'm curious if it's in your mind. A bigger spot than a normal 1-1 because of Rangers' struggles in recent months, and, like, you don't feel great about four entering three, so you feel like you better freaking win three. True or false?
Yeah, I mean, these are all do-or-die games.
But, I mean, the Phillies have a better chance to win game three than four, right?
Not necessarily, because Ranger can step up, man. I know Ranger's not been pitching well.
We would have said they had a better chance to win game one than game two. Yeah. You know?
I know.
Listen, I mean, yeah, exactly.
No, that's
right.
True.
That's the beauty of the postseason, man. You never know what's going to happen.
Who's got the bigger advantage with Aaron Nola being so familiar with the Mets? Do the Mets have a bigger advantage because they know him, or does he have a bigger advantage because he's familiar with so many of these guys?
I think it helps the hitters that they've seen him more, and they've gotten a chance to see him quite a bit. But Sean Manaea also, the Phillies just saw him. I mean, he did deal. He shoved. But they at least they did see him in recent weeks.
Also faced him in 2022, that game, the Bailey Falter game. Yeah. He was the starter for the Padres. I think he gave up like five in an inning and
totally
a third.
Totally different pitcher.
But he was. He was
totally
not close pitcher. As good that year as he's been this
totally
year.
Totally different arm angle. He changed it all in the middle of the season, and he's taken off.
That's impressive. Jeez.
All right. Well,
in the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.